The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu Wassalamu Ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma Ba'd Fa'auzu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Assalatu Wassalamu Alayka Ya Rasulallah
Assalatu Wassalamu Alayka Ya Rasulallah
Wa Ala Alika Wa Ashabika Ya Habiballah
Wa Ala Alika Wa Ashabika Ya Habiballah
Assalatu Wassalamu Alayka Ya Nabiyallah
Assalatu Wassalamu Alayka Ya Nabiyallah
Wa Ala Alika Wa Ashabika Ya Noorallah
Wa Ala Alika Wa Ashabika Ya Noorallah
Once again, dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to our transmission, Path to Success. And our topic is easy resolutions. Some people say some things are easy for them and the same things are difficult for the others. Those who say it's easy, yes, no doubt easy for them. And those who say difficult, no doubt difficult for them. Because there are only two options, make progress or make excuses. Those who strive, जो कोशिश करते हैं उनके लिए चीजें इजी हो जाती हैं फॉर देम इज इजी रेजोल्यूशंस और जो कोशिश ही नहीं करते बैठे रहते हैं उनके लिए हर चीज डिफिकल्ट होती है मुश्किल होती है इजी रेजोल्यूशंस क्या-क्या कर सकते हैं इंशाल्लाह आज इसके हवाले से बातचीत करेंगे दिस लाइफ ऑफ योर्स इज 100% योर रिस्पांसिबिलिटी आप ही ने कोशिश करनी है आपने ही कामयाब बनाना है इजी रेजोल्यूशंस जो है वो आप ही ने कोशिश करनी है तो जिंदगी में तब्दीली आ सकती है इंशाल्लाह आज हम इस टॉपिक पे बात करेंगे और हमारे साथ मुबल्लिगीन भी होंगे दुरूद पाक पढ़ने के बेशुमार फजाइल हैं देयर आर लॉट्स ऑफ ब्लेसिंग्स टू रिसाइट दुरूद पाक ऑन द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम द बिलव्ड रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम हैज सेड हूएवर रिसाइट सलात अपॉन मी ऑन फ्राइडे आई विल इंटरसीड फॉर हिम ऑन द डे ऑफ जजमेंट Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have Abdul Hannan bhai aur mashallah Iftikhar bhai, Shahid bhai and Hafiz Adil with us. Hafiz Adil inshallah tilawat Quran Pak bhi karenge, behtareen kalam bhi aapko sunayenge. Inshallah we'll start with the recitation of Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين صدق الله العظيم
سبحان الله سبحان
صلى الله عليك يا رسول وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله ہے شہد سے بھی میٹھا سرکار کا مدینہ ہے شہد سے سرکار کا مدینہ سرکار کا مدینہ
Dear US of Madani channel, today's topic is easy resolutions. But remember, nothing is easy for the lazy one. Success and easiness is not for the lazy one, and especially for those who have a negative mindset. Train your mind to see the good in everything. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will find the things easy. Ye yaad rakhiyega. تو میں نے اسٹارٹنگ میں ایک درود شریف کی فضیلت بیان کی. ہمارا ٹاپک بھی ایزی ریزولوشنز ہیں, اور کیا تھا آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا, دوز ہو ریسائٹ درود پاک آن دی بلیسڈ ڈے آف فرائیڈے, آئی ول انٹرسیڈ فار ہم آن دی ڈے آف ججمنٹ. کتنا ایزی ریزولوشن ہو سکتا ہے ہماری لائف میں, لیکن لاکھوں ایسے ہوں گے کہ جمعے کا دن گزر گیا ایک دفعہ بھی درود پاک نہیں پڑھا ہوگا. وی کین میک تھنگس ایزی فار اس اف اونلی if we have a positive mindset, اور ہم کچھ کرنا چاہتے ہیں اپنی زندگی میں, ورنہ 2020 کیا پتہ نہیں کتنے 20 آ کے گزر جائیں گے, ہم کچھ بھی نہیں کر پائیں گے. بہرحال we'll start with عبدالحنان بھائی, انشاءاللہ ایزی ریزولوشنز کے اندر دیکھتے ہیں عبدالحنان بھائی کیا فرماتے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سے سب ایزی ریزولوشن today's topic, and the reality is that for some people there are things which easy for one but they're not for the other. And it could be easy for the other, but it won't be easy for this person. So it all depends who is it easy for. Some people are active people and they like active work. And if you tell them to sit on a desk, they probably find that very difficult. Although in normal cases, sitting on a desk would be easy. So it's all different with people. But I want to start off with a thing which you can say we should be starting off with anyway. And that is intentions. For and sure. With the resolution, easy resolution, from making intentions and the right type of intention. Now, many people have made different resolutions according with the way already. They set a mindset. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And just to earn reward from them things as well. Say, if someone says, I'm going to earn a livelihood this year. I'm going to try to develop myself, I must make myself better. And if he makes an intention, he can earn reward from that action. So for an example, if someone says, I want to make myself better, I want to develop myself better, so I can give sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can give charity. I can help the poor. there's people who are struggling in the world. I can be support to them. Wherever in this will, what we'll do is it will make reward in that action. So like this, all our actions, whatever our actions are, to have this aspect of intentions in the inshallah, this will create reward. Now, how to create this mindset of intention? This is something it's quite difficult at times. Why? Because we tend to forget about making intention. There's so many actions. I was reading, I think 40% of the work, Sayyid Sahab, which we do are habitual. An average person on a day, 40% of the things which he does is habitual. He doesn't make an intention for it, but they're just things which we do. For example, we wear our clothes, we wear our shoes, other things which we do just as a habit. We eat, it's just become a habit. Sometimes a person doesn't need to eat four times a day, but it's become a habit, he's eating four times a day.
More than that.
Yeah.
Four times the normal.
Those who have a habit of drinking tea, it's just become a habit. Now, even such actions like this, we could earn reward from. If someone's eating and if his intention is, I'm going to eat with the intention of gaining strength, so I can give, because of having that strength, I can use it in ibadat. Having that strength, I can use it in serving my parents. If having that strength, I can use it in earning a livelihood, a halal rizq. Then inshallah, azawajal, he will gain reward from that. So starting with intention, Sayyid Sahab, and I think this is something which we need to work on. It's, at times it could be hard because it's not easy making intentions before everything. But it's something for, if you want to earn or make ourselves better or for this year to be successful, start from intention. Different ways of getting into this habit, say, either, I seen Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, he has a signboard put up. And what on that signboard before coming to Madani Muzakara, what does Amir al-Sunnah? He reads all them intentions. Just for that one action. So, alhamdulillah, these are things which we can do in our homes, put signboards up. For example, you've got a tablet, on the screen of your tablet, on your phone, you write, please make an intention today. So every time a person opens his phone, he realizes, I've got to make an intention for something. And there's so many things, Sayyid Sahab, from the morning to the night, if just by making intentions, we can earn so much reward. From the moment a person wakes up, Sayyid Sahab, by him washing his face, a person normally gets up. What does he do? He has a shower. Some people have a shower every day. If the intention is that I'm having a shower so I can be fresh, so I can recite the Holy Quran, I can seek the knowledge of Deen, then inshallah, just having that intention behind having a shower could be rewardable. And saying like this, with all his actions throughout the day, inshallah, you can wrap up so much reward. And this is something which we need to make a start from. I'll say from our intentions, once, if we make our intention strong, inshallah, other things we'll be able to conquer quite easily. And even if we don't conquer them, there's no loss because the reward is upon the intention.
Subhanallah.
The person who doesn't do that action, he's just made that intention, you'll still get reward for it.
Subhanallah. Niyatul mu'min khairu min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his action. Isse aur badke kya hame milega? Kitna pyara deen hai hamara hai Islam. Lekin wohi baat hai ki, in starting everything look difficult, even if you're going to sleep early, if you make an intention, I'm going to sleep early so I can wake up for fajr, can wake up for tahajjud, ye sona bhi ibadat mein shumar ho jayega. Koi mehnat nahi karni padi, ek banda raat par jaag raha hai, baitha hua hai ki ji main karu, aur ek isliye soya jaldi ki main uth kar tahajjud bhi padhunga, Allah ki ibadat bhi karunga. Ab ye so raha hai to ye bhi jo hai sawab likha ja raha hai. Yani intention kitni important hai. Very easy resolution, lekin iske liye mindset hona padega. Thoda sa difficulty hogi starting mein. Before you do any action, just stop for a while, for few seconds. Koi bade wo nahi hoga, aap hota na koi cheez aati foran mobile pe lagne se pehle, just few seconds, stop yourself, make some good intention. मैं बात करने लगा हूं, make some good intention. जूता पहनने लगा हूं, make some good intention. Entering home, make some good intention. Sitting in the car, गाड़ी का दरवाजा खोल लें, घर का दरवाजा खोल लें, बाहर जा रहे हैं, अंदर आ रहे हैं, उठ रहे हैं, सो रहे हैं, anything. वो few seconds, अगर आप रुक जाएंगे और आप intention करना शुरू कर देंगे, बड़ा easy resolution तो है, लेकिन इसका सवाब ये है कि इंसान जो है ना, अच्छे अमाल की वजह से जन्नत में दाखिल किया जाए. अच्छे अमाल इंसान को जन्नत में दाखिल कराएंगे, ये याद रखिएगा. अब बहुत सारे लोग अमल कर रहे होते हैं انٹینشن جو ہوتی ہے ان کی ٹھیک نہیں ہوتی، جس کی وجہ سے اس عمل کا جو ہے وہ ثواب بھی نہیں مل رہا ہوتا، بلکہ کہیں کہیں وہ جہنم میں جانے کے حقدار بھی ہو رہے ہوتے ہیں. تو بڑا زبردست عبدالحنان بھائی نے اسٹارٹ کیا ہے، اسٹارٹنگ ود دا انٹینشن اینڈ اے ایزی ریزولوشن ان یور لائف ان شاء اللہ. سر
جی، شاہ صاحب، دا ٹائٹل آف ٹوڈیز ٹاپک از ایزی ریزولوشن، بٹ وی ہیو ٹو ریمبر دا ایکشن ہیز ٹو بی بینیفیشل. وی کین اینڈ اپ ڈوئنگ سم تھنگ ایزی، بٹ اف اٹس گاٹ نو بینیفٹ then there's no point of doing the action. I'll give a very basic example. We all want to have, get an easy job or get something that's easy for us to earn money. But if someone's being paid very less, it's an easy job, but someone's saying, we pay you a pound for the hour. We don't want to do it. There's no benefit in it. So we have to do that action, which is easy, but it's beneficial. And mashallah, at the start of the program, you mentioned regarding those actions, which are very easy to do. For example, Islam is a religion which, and there's so many actions that we do during the day. For example, uttering the word subhanallah, once you get a tree planted in Jannah for you,
subhanallah,
a tree in paradise. We are commanded in the Quran more than 700 places that Allah Almighty has commanded us to offer salah, establish salah, keep our salah, establish. So if salah is not in our life, we don't have a life, which is the simple thing. If salah is not part of our life, our life, what kind of a life are we living where we can't take out 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes to offer our salah? So inshallah azza wa jal, we need to include salah in part of our life. If you missed any of our previous salah, we have to make up for them. See, we have to repent, we have to do tawbah, and remember that salah will be light for us in the grave. The salah inshallah azza wa jal, it pleases Allah Almighty, and this salah that we offer inshallah azza wa jal, it will keep us away from many of the other displeasures and the wrongs that we do during our life, which we'll talk about later. But salah inshallah azza wa jal will protect us from each of those. There was a waqia that was mentioned, that a young girl, she passed away after being buried. I'll just summarize it quickly. After being buried in her grave, her brother returned back. He dropped something, he left it in the grave, and when he opened the grave, his sister, he knew that she used to offer a salah, she was somebody that was practicing. But he was surprised to see that her grave was full of fire. Now he rushed back home and he told his mom the whole situation, that, look, mother, sister used to offer salah, she used to do these things. How come I saw this on her grave? The mother, she replied that, you know, your sister, she used to offer salah, but she used to offer it late.
Allah.
She was lazy. She was lazy in offering her salah. And the other thing is that, yes, we have to offer our salah, but if you offer it incorrectly, this could be the means of us being punished in the grave. The salah that we are offering, have we had it checked? Have we corrected ourselves? Yes, we always talk about, you're probably thinking, why are we always talking about wuzu? Why are we always talking about the basics? But it's very, very important. It's very important that we correct our namaz, we learn it correctly, we offer it correctly, and we add this, inshallah, to our diary, inshallah.
Subhanallah, easy resolution mein wuzu, Allahu Akbar. Kya kitni der lagti hai? It's just your, kehte hai na, mindset hona chahiye. So, alhamdulillah. بہت کچھ دین اسلام جو ہے ہماری جو ہے وہ کیا کہتے ہیں ہمارے لیے ایزی ہے چیزیں دین اسلام کے اندر کرنا، اگر ہم جو ہے اس پہ فوکس کرنے والے بن جائیں، اپنا مائنڈ سیٹ جو ہے اس طرف لگا لیں. لیکن بہت سارے نا کو مائنڈ ہی ان کا یہ ہوتا ہے، دے وریڈ کہ میں نے کچھ کیا ہی نہیں ہے، 2020 گون، 2019 گون، 2018 وہ اپنی ہسٹری دیکھ رہے ہوتے ہیں اور وہ سٹریس ہو رہے ہوتے ہیں کہ زیرو اچیومنٹ، کوئی سکسیس نہیں آئی ہے، سال گزر گیا ہے. بٹ تھنک اباؤٹ سم ون ہو اچیوڈ ایوری تھنگ لیکن آج وہ دنیا سے چلے گئے ہیں، دے ان دیئر گریو، بٹ یو اسٹل الائیو، یو اسٹل ہیو اے چانس. آپ کو اس پہ ہی شکر ادا کرنا چاہیے کہ مجھے موقع ملا ہوا ہے، میری سانسیں چل رہی ہیں، میرے پاس موقع ہے اپنی زندگی کے اندر جو ہے تبدیلی لانے کا، نیکیاں کرنے کا. اب جو قبر میں چلا گیا وہ ایک سبحان اللہ بھی نہیں پڑھ سکتا ہے، یو اسٹل ہیو اے چانس. تو اپنی زندگی میں چینج لانا چاہتے ہیں تو اپنی زندگی کا تھوڑا سا جو ہے نا وہ کیا کہتے ہیں ایک گراف بنائیں، فوکس کریں. ورنہ پتہ نا انجن سرچ کریں، اگر آپ نیٹ کے اوپر بہت سارے آتے ہیں، یہ جنوری کے اندر نیو ایئر کے اندر سب سے زیادہ سرچنگ جو ہوتی ہے یہ جم کی ہوتی ہے، ویٹ لوز کی ہوتی ہے، ان کی ایکسرسائز ہوتی ہے کہاں. لیکن ود ان فیو منتھ سب سے زیادہ ممبر شپ جو ہے وہ باہر ہو رہے ہوتے ہیں. وجہ کیا ہوتی؟ فوکس نہیں کیا ہوتا، کسی کی دیکھا دیکھی جا رہے ہوتے ہیں، مائنڈ سیٹ نہیں بنایا ہوتا. اگر مائنڈ سیٹ بنا ہوا ہوگا کہ میں نے وضو میں رہنا ہے، مائنڈ سیٹ بنا ہوگا مجھے فجر میں اٹھنا ہے، مائنڈ سیٹ بنا ہوگا میں نے درود شریف پڑھنا ہے، تو آپ دیکھیں گے آپ کے لیے چیزیں جو ہے وہ ایزی ہوتی جائیں گی. بہرحال ہمارے ساتھ شاہد بھائی بھی ان شاء اللہ، ول ٹیک فیو مدنی فوز فرام شاہد بھائی، دیکھتے ہیں کیا ایزی ریزولوشن میں لا رہے ہیں شاہد بھائی.
ماشاء اللہ شاہ صاحب، اے بیوٹیفل ٹاپک. مینی پیپل وڈ ہیو میڈ ریزولوشنز اور انٹینشنز آف ڈوئنگ اے پرٹیکولر ٹاسک, achieving something in the coming year, Some may have thought that they want to graduate from a university, obtain a particular degree. Some may have ambitions that they want to progress in their career in a particular job, whatever they're doing. Some may have an intention of getting married. But if we look at what's happened in 2020, the effect that it had on the entire world, what people had planned throughout 2020 and what has actually happened, we tend to forget that no matter how much we plan, the biggest plan is the Allah Almighty. And what we need to do is think about our hereafter and plan for the betterment for our hereafter rather than this world itself. This world is temporary. And we don't know how long we're going to be here. There were many people who were amongst us. Where are they today? Under a heap of soil. We are also going to be under a heap of soil. During the 2020, one of the main aspects is where people were mostly locked up in their houses. When those especially who were out and about most of the time, whether they're working or socializing, college, universities, whatever they were doing, being stuck indoors for majority of the time, people tend to lose their fuse in their simple terms. You know, they have short fuse, they get into arguments. And in this now 2021, people should have this intention of being patient. Being patient with anybody they come across, whether it's a friend, whether it's family member, or whoever they come across, being patient. Allah Almighty mentions in the Quran more than 50 times about being patient.
SubhanAllah.
And we can only learn about this if we seek knowledge about deen. And the only way we can seek knowledge if we associate ourselves with such people who know about deen. Unfortunately, we associate with people who like to chill out on streets, who like to chill out restaurants and parks. We don't think about our hereafter. These friends that we socialize with and we think, yes, we're going to progress with them, that is not the reality what's going to happen hereafter. Those friends will leave us. If anything happens to us, who's going to be there for us is our family members or those people who are on the righteous path. They'll be praying for us, not our friends who have taken us away from this. So our first and foremost intention to be, and the reason is that I want to be amongst those people who are going to pray for me after I die, those people who will guide me towards paradise.
SubhanAllah. Sometime later becomes never. Kabhi jo hota hai na, wo phir mauka aata nahi. To kabhi bhi cheezon ko postpone nahi karna chahiye bahut der tak. Kyunki koi itna busy nahi hai. It's just about your priorities. Nothing else. Nobody is too busy. Main itna busy hoon. Aapki priorities ke andar bahut sari cheeze hoti hai to aap usko kar jate hain. To sometime later hota na, ek kya kehte hain hamare yahan kuch likhne ki baat cheeze bhi aati hain ki ye letter likhna hai. Acha main kal kar dunga. Kabhi aata to kal jo hoti hai, kal to kisne dekhi hai bhai. Kal dekhne ke chakkar mein to chale gaye. Unka kabhi mauka nahi aata, kabhi waqt nahi aata. तो कभी भी कोशिश ये करें कि बहुत सारी मिसालें हमारे सामने मौजूद हैं, लेकिन अक्सर ये होता है कि हमारी अपनी लेजीनेस होती है, हमारी अपनी सुस्ती होती है, जिसकी वजह से हम इजी टास्क जो होते हैं ना, इजी अचीवमेंट जो होती है वो भी हमें डिफिकल्ट लगती है. यानी कि आप गौर करें कि अगर किसी को पानी भी पीना है ना, उसकी सुस्ती, बोला कहाँ पानी लेकर आऊंगा, छोड़ो रहने देता हूँ, वो होता वो ऑर्डर चलाने वाले बन जाते हैं. नहीं, हमारी जिंदगी ऐसी नहीं होनी चाहिए. अपने माइंडसेट को थोड़ा देखना चाहिए. कभी कभी इंसान जो है ना, कहते हैं उम्र से ज्यादा हालात इंसान को जल्दी बूढ़ा कर देते हैं. इंसान को काम और मेहनत से इतनी थकावट नहीं होती जितना लोगों के रवैयों से वो थक जाता है. प्रॉब्लम ये है कि हम लोगों की बातें सुन सुनकर थक जाते हैं. नहीं, जो काम जो होता है ना, जिसकी फर्म इंटेंशंस होती है, जो वाकई एक्टिव होगा, जो चाहेगा मैं कुछ अचीव करूं, उसके लिए चीजें इजी होती जाती है. वैसे भी है ना कि हर डिफिकल्टी के बाद ईज है, हर मुश्किल के बाद आसानी होती है. अगर आज आपके लिए मुश्किल है तो जरूरी थोड़ी कि कल आपके लिए जो है वो आसानी नहीं होगी. वो इसीलिए कहते हैं हर रात के बाद उजाला जरूर आता है. अगर पिछला साल आपका ऐसा गुजर गया तो क्या हो गया, सांसें चल रही हैं, तौबा का मौका है, गुनाहों पे नदामत का मौका है, अपनी जिंदगी में तब्दीली लाने का मौका है. इजी रेजोल्यूशंस के अंदर जो आज हमारा टॉपिक है उसमें हम ये लेना चाहते हैं कि आप वो छोटी छोटी चीजें अपनाएं जिसकी आपकी जिंदगी जो है वो बेहतर हो और आप गुनाहों से बचकर जो है वो जन्नत के रास्ते पे चल दें.
What surprises me is that people have made a resolution of losing weight And to be honest with you, I would say it's probably one of the most difficult things to do at the moment.
Well, the majority ye kar rahe hain, Indian search kar rahe hain net pe. So
this, and everyone's involved. Everyone's probably made their mindset, and you know, people have already started with their vegetables and their soups and the boiled stuff and the what you call a fried things. You know, roasted things and stuff like this. And it's so difficult, Sayyed Saab, to lose weight. The way it comes on, it comes on so quick, but to lose it is so difficult. But I want to mention five little easy habits which we can do, and the person will be privileged with the world and the life of the hereafter. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala has stated that if a person adopts five habits, he will be privileged in this worldly life as well as the afterlife. Five things, Sayyid Saab. Very, very easy five things. To recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah from time to time. Reciting the kalma from time to time. Number two, to recite Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, O la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. In trouble, illness, suffering or loss, or hearing news, a bad news. Number three, to recite Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In gratitude and gaining any favor. Just saying Alhamdulillah. Number four, reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before starting any permissible act. Number five, Astaghfirullah Azeem wa Atubu Ilay. In the case of occasion of sins. Five simple things, Sayyid Saab, which we can do time to time throughout our day. You know, reciting the Kalma Sharif at time to time and hearing good news and the favors of Allah, saying Alhamdulillah, reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Little things like this, Alhamdulillah, the reward of this, that the person will be privileged with the worldly and the hereafter, the benefits of the world and the hereafter as well. Just by doing these five little actions, we should try to make a habit. And one of the actions I want to mention on this is what is mentioned about Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. To recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before every righteous action.
SubhanAllah.
And the benefit will be, Sayyid Saab, you'll find that this year, if someone was to just recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before his righteous action, you'll find that he'll save himself from difficulties. He'll save himself from problems. This whole year will be a year of ease. Just by practicing Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, he opens the door, he mentions Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He closes the door, he says Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He switches on the light, saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When we will do this with each and every righteous action of ours, inshallah, our year, our coming life will become very easy as well.
Acha, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim padhne mein kitna time lagta hai? Ye easy resolution nahi hai aapke liye. In Shobul Iman mein, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, and this is narrated by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One person been forgiven. Why? Ke usne badi acche andaaz mein Bismillah Sharif padhi thi. Mere aqa alayhi salatu salam ne farmaya, ek shakhs ne Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim badi khubsurti se, khub umdagi se padha. Allah ta'ala ne usko bakhsh diya. Ek aur jagah par hai ke jis shakhs ne Allah ki taazim ke liye umda shakal mein Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim tahreer kiya, Allah ताला उसको भी बख्श देगा. यानी इसमें कोई मुश्किल है, दरवाजा खोलते हुए बिस्मिल्लाह पढ़ ले, आते बिस्मिल्लाह पढ़ ले, जाते हुए पढ़ ले बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम. 19 उरूफ हैं, 76,000 गुड डीड्स इफ यू डिसाइड वन टाइम बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम. कितना टाइम लगा, आप भी पढ़ ले, मैं भी पढ़ लेता हूं. बिस्मिल्लाहिर रहमानिर रहीम,
बिस्मिल्लाहिर रहमानिर
रहीम. 2 सेकंड्स, 76,000 गुड डीड्स, 76,000 पाउंड भी कुछ नहीं है इसके आगे. कयामत में एक एक नेकी जो है ना, उसके लिए भाग रहे होंगे, कोई नेकी नहीं देगा. एक नेकी भी कम पड़ गई तो कैसे जन्नत में जाएंगे. 76,000 गुड डीड, 76,000 सिंस जो है अल्लाह ताला माफ कर देता है. 76,000 दर्जे बुलंद करता है किसके, जस्ट विद इन फ्यू सेकंड इफ यू रिसाइट बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम. लेकिन टाइम नहीं है, जिम जाने का टाइम है, मोबाइल का टाइम है, टीवी का टाइम है, इंटरनेट का टाइम है, घंटों बर्बाद करने का टाइम है, सोने का टाइम है. सोफे में बैठ जाए तो उठने का नाम नहीं लेते, फोन करें तो लोग भी कहते हैं यार बस कर दो, फोन रख दो. इन सब चीजों का टाइम है. टाइम नहीं है तो दुरूद पाक पढ़ने का टाइम नहीं है, टाइम नहीं है तो बिस्मिल्लाह पढ़ने का टाइम नहीं है, टाइम नहीं है तो सुभान अल्लाह पढ़ने का टाइम नहीं है, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह पढ़ने का टाइम नहीं है. यानी कि ये इजी रेजोल्यूशन है जो हम अपनी जिंदगी में कर सकते हैं. और इनकी बिशारतें देखिए कितनी बड़ी बड़ी है, कि ये पढ़ो तो बख्शा जाएगा, ये पढ़ो तो अल्लाह ताला तुम्हारी मगफिरत फरमा देगा. लेकिन हमारे को तो पता नहीं किस तरफ لگے ہوئے ہیں, اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرمائے. بہرحال نیت کر لیں کہ انشاءاللہ کثرت سے بسم اللہ شریف پڑھیں گے. 112 ٹائم بسم اللہ شریف ہم نے ایک دفعہ کیمپین چلائی تھی کہ پڑھنے کی, ہمارے ہزاروں اسلامی بھائی پڑھنے کی طرف آ گئے تھے. درود شریف پڑھنے کی ہم نے بات کی, ملین سے اوپر درود شریف پڑھنے والے بھی جو ہے وہ پڑھ کر بھیجنے والے بھی ماشاء اللہ جو ہے ہمیں مل گئے تھے لوگ بھیج. لیکن وہی بات ہے, ٹائم کے بعد شیطان حاوی ہوتا ہے, غفلت آتی ہے. اس کو دور کرنے کے لیے پھر میں یہی کہوں گا, اچھی صحبت لینی ہے جو آپ کو ٹائم ٹو ٹائم ریمائنڈ کراتے رہیں کہ یہ ایزی تھا, یہ ایزی تھا, یہ ایزی تھا. دوبارہ شروع کر دیں. قرآن کی تلاوت کرنا بھی بڑا ایزی تھا لیکن اب بڑا مشکل لگتا ہے. اس کی وجہ یہی ہے کہ ہم نے سوچ لیا مشکل ہے, وہ چیز مشکل ہو گئی ہے. بڑا اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرمائے. افتخار بھائی کچھ فرمائیں گے.
جی, اس دی کمپنی لائک یو مینشن شاہ صاحب, اس دی کمپنی دیٹ یو کیپ, ون آف دی تھنگز دیٹ اف یو ور ٹو ٹیک آؤٹ آف آور لائفز, ا لاٹ آف سٹریس ول بی have the anxiety go away, a life of peace, a life of happiness will come in. And that's the aspect of lying. Lying has become, you know, such a habit that sometimes we don't even realize that we're lying. It's become such a part of our life, and the people that we're around, they lie, we lie, in a joke we lie to the children, we lie to the family, the people that come, they lie. And people, when we tell them something, they say to, in return to us, you're telling the truth, you're sure you're not lying. That it's become so common amongst people now that we don't have trust on each other. Are you telling the truth? Is that serious? They ask you 2-3 times. And you have to say to them, I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth. I'm serious. Say, I'm not. You know, this is the where we've reached. And when you stay amongst good people, you don't really hear people lying. And when you stay amongst bad people and that person stays with them, even for a short while, he thinks to himself that, you know, these lot are committing such sins and they're not even realizing it. Allah. As a joke, they're saying, remember that an angel moves 1 mile away from you. 1 mile, the angel moves away from you when you start to lie. When you lie, this will be punishment in the grave for you. The curse of the angels upon those people that are lying. But yeah, it's become such part of our life that we are finding it difficult. And then we also need to look at ourselves and not look at others. When we say that the lying, which you get rid of, straight into our mind, another person will come into our mind. You know, it's not, they're not talking about me, you know, such and such at number 42, or it's number 53 they're talking about, or number 16. They must be referring to him. We don't look at ourselves to see, are we lying? And this is the case that happened, and I'll try to express this through a short parable, a story, that an individual was standing by the side. He was a thief. His reality was, he was a thief. He thought, anybody going past with my chance, let me rob them. On the side, he was standing there, and the kafla was passing off pious people. You know, here's my chance. What they've got, easy. Nek bande, get what they've got, I'm gone. You know, 2-second job. So he said, he stood there acting pious, standing there, where are you going? He didn't know where he was going. He said, where are you going? They go, Baghdad Sharif. He said, I want to come as well. I was going that direction anyway. First lie he told. I'm going there. Now he's joined this kafila. He's with these people. He's looking around, scanning to see what they got. In those days, there was no phones. So he saw something very expensive that one of them had. Either it was a brace or it was a necklace or something of that type. Now what he did, he had his eyes on that. He thought, as soon as they fall asleep, job done. You know, went into the masjid, they all fell asleep. He searched through their bags, he looked through everywhere to find that necklace, that expensive item. He couldn't find it. As soon as they woke up, he pretended he was asleep. Second day, he done the same again. He couldn't find it. He's going crazy trying to look for this item. That where is this item? Everywhere he searched. After 10 days, 12 days, he got fed up. And he went up to that pious individual, the leader of the kafila. He said, look, this is my reality. I'm a thief, but I'm frustrated with you. I'm fed up. I saw your necklace, your expensive bracelet that you had around your hand or you were carrying. And I came here to steal that. He said, where is it? He said, I've searched everywhere. The pious person, what he did, he pointed to him and said, look in your pocket. He took it out of his pocket.
Allah.
And he said, look, you looked everywhere else, but it was right there. And that's what we do. We look everywhere else. We look at every single person to see, look, let me scan him. Let me put the ruling onto him. Let me see if his salah is correct. Is he okay? Is he honest? But we forget to look at ourselves. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, this lying, if we eradicate it from our habits, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, our life will be at ease. And those people, they forget their own lies. They've told one lie, next day they're telling you something else.
Century karni padti hai iske piche.
You have to write everything down, that yesterday I said all these. So lying, inshallah, we need to take out. On a very serious note, we need to get rid of this. We are honest people. The Sahaba spread deen around the world through their honesty, through their business, through their trade. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we are lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Muslim, he shouldn't be a liar.
Muslim shouldn't be a liar.
Continue on what the Sahaba is saying. Another problem we have, gossiping, backbiting about people. Many of us have a habit of talking about other people, which has no, you know, worldly benefit or our hereafter benefit to us at all. But we have this habit about talking about other people, gossiping about them, and wasting our time on these issues. So what we need to do is refrain ourselves from, you know, talking about people, gossiping about people, and we can understand what is the punishment about backbiting. If people knew what the punishment of backbiting is, you know, they'd, you know, think twice even before they utter a word. One of the aspects is that a backbiter will be from the pits of hell. He will be raised with a deformed face like a monkey, and he will be get to eat the flesh of his brother.
Allah.
These are the punishments. And if we look at nowadays, many people, you know, just out of, you know, curiosity, they'll talk about people just to waste time. If you don't like somebody, or I've had a bit of fallout with somebody, I'll go to Abdul Hanabai, start talking about that person. If I go and talk to another person, this is backbiting. You know, we don't realize we are committing sins rather than anything else. So we need to refrain from this, which is a common disease within us.
MashaAllah. Easy resolution ke andar, inhone jo message diye hai, ek to jhoot ka, ke inhone message diya, lekin ye hai ki hum chhod sakte hain. कुछ छोड़े तो सही और कुछ अपनाए. झूठ छोड़े, सच अपनाए. फालतू बातें छोड़े और कुरान को पढ़ने लग जाए. फालतू गप्पे छोड़े और दुरूद पाक पढ़ने लग जाए. एक वाकिया था, अ पर्सन केम इन द मस्जिद, आ गया मस्जिद में, चलो ऐसे इमाम साहब, दैट्स इट, आई एम नॉट गोना कम अगेन इन द मस्जिद, दिस इज माय लास्ट प्रेयर इन मस्जिद. इमाम साहब कहते हैं क्या हुआ, ना दिस इज द लास्ट टाइम, आई वॉन्ट कम अगेन इन द मस्जिद. बोले क्या हो गया, बताओ सही. लगे गए जाते ये देखे आप, वो कोने पे मोबाइल से कर रहा है, वो इधर उसकी बातें कर रहा है, ये इधर बैठा हुआ ये कर रहा है, ये मैं नहीं आऊंगा मस्जिद में. इमाम साहब ये देखें ये क्या हो रहा था. इमाम साहब समझदार थे, कहने लगे अच्छा एक मेरी बात सुन लो, उसके बाद फैसला करना मस्जिद में आना है नहीं आना. लगे क्या, कहने लगे रुको. इमाम साहब जाते हैं, उसको कहते हैं आओ मेरे साथ मस्जिद के बाहर. मस्जिद के बाहर होते हैं, कहते हैं ये एक दूध का प्याला है, इसको पकड़ो, होल्ड इट एंड कम इनसाइड इन द मस्जिद. मैं मस्जिद में बैठा हूँ मिंबर के पास, तुम लाकर सिर्फ मुझे दे दो और उसके बाद तुम जो है ना फिर जो तुम्हें फैसला करना हो तुम कर लेना, आना है नहीं आना. वो कहता है इट्स नॉट हार्ड जॉब, वेरी इजी, इसमें क्या हो गया, मस्जिद में आना है तो ठीक है जी. अब वो उसने तो पहले फैसला कर लिया था मस्जिद में ये हो रहा है, उन्होंने कहा ये इमाम साहब को दूध का प्याला दूंगा उसके बाद फारिग. इमाम साहब मस्जिद में जाकर बैठते हैं, ये दूध का प्याला लाता है और पूरा भरा हुआ होता है. इमाम साहब ने कहा था देखो गिरना नहीं चाहिए, आप पूरी कंसंट्रेशन के साथ दूध का प्याला इमाम साहब को देता है. इमाम साहब कहते हैं कि देर, कहता है जी होगी, आप मैं जाके लगे एक बात बताओ. बोले ये बताओ, अब ये तुम दूध का प्याला लेके मेरे पास आ रहे थे, यू आर इन द मस्जिद एज़ वेल, तुमने कितने लोगों को क्या क्या काम करते हुए देखा. बोला मैंने कुछ देखा ही नहीं ऐसा, क्योंकि मेरी तो कंसंट्रेशन इसमें थी कि दूध ना गिर जाए मस्जिद के अंदर. अगर मैं लोगों को देखता तो ये दूध आपके पास सलामत लेकर नहीं आता. कहने लगे बेटा यही मैं तुम्हें समझाना चाह रहा हूँ, तुम मस्जिद में अल्लाह की इबादत करने आते हो, अपने को सीधा करने आते हो, लोगों को देखने आते हो. दिस इज लेसन फॉर अस. हम जहां जाते हैं कपड़े कैसे पहने हुए, बात कैसे कर रहा है, लुक इट द वे है, लुक इट इज कार, लुक इट इज फैशन, लुक इट, ये क्या है. आप अपने अंदर तब्दीली लेकर आए, 2021 के अंदर सांसें लेने को मिल गए तो इन चीजों को छोड़ें कि दूसरा क्या कर रहा है. आप ये छोड़ें, ये देखें मैं क्या कर रहा हूं, कि मस्जिद में आकर भी मेरी लोगों के ऊपर निगाह है, मुझे अपने आप को ठीक करने का टाइम नहीं है, मैं लोगों की बातें कर रहा हूं. तो ये वो चीजें हैं जो हमें अपने अंदर तब्दीली लानी है. बड़ा ईजी है, इट्स नॉट डिफिकल्ट. एक दफा माइंड सेट होना कि बस मैं बुराई नहीं करूंगा, इंशाल्लाह आप देखेंगे कि सब इजी हो जाएगा आपके लिए. इंशाल्लाह यकीन करें मुस्कुराने से बड़े लोग करीब आते हैं. ये भी इजी रेजोल्यूशन है हमारी लाइफ में. अगर हम चाहे तो, अरे मुस्कुराते नहीं है ना, इतना सुझा के रखते हैं, लगता है कि इनको मुस्कुराने के लिए भी पता नहीं कितने पैसे देने पड़ेंगे कि भाई मुस्कुरा दो यार, पता नहीं क्या चीज है. मुस्कुराने में कोई पैसे थोड़ी लगते हैं. तो मुस्कुरा मुस्कुरा कर नरमी से प्यार से इंशाल्लाह जब हम नेकी की दावत देंगे तो इंशाल्लाह उम्मीद है कि लोग करीब आएंगे. क्या फरमाते अब्दुल हनान भाई, क्या मैसेज देंगे आप.
माशाल्लाह सही साहब, you just have to move your lips I think for this It's not much of a difficult task, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Smiling, alhamdulillah, is sadaqah. And you know, just imagine, some people might have made this intention, I'm going to give sadaqah, I'm going to give this much, I'm going to give this much. And throughout the day, if the person just spends his time smiling out to people, alhamdulillah, how much time he has given sadaqah in the way of very easily earning reward, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah.
If the person's personality is good, you want to be amongst that person. If that person is kind, friendly, generous, then you want to be in his company. If that person is that scolds you or is aggressive towards you, that person which always highlights your problems, you don't want to be with that person. So the message, I'll simplify what I've said, is that you have to have a positive outlook. If you're positive, the people around you become positive. You charge them. And if you're negative, the ones that were positive, they'll become negative.
Ek kaam aisa hai, for a few seconds, cure for 99 illnesses. Ab doctor ek illness dur karne ke liye kehta hai, itne kaam karo. Lekin sunne, mere aqa alayhi salatu salam ne farmaya, whoever recites la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, then this is a cure for 99 illnesses. The lightest illness from these is distress and sorrow. Ab aap gaur karein. Doctor ek problem dur karne ke liye, aap uski sari baatein maante hain. Ye mere aqa alayhi salatu salam ka farman hai. Wo zubaan jisko sab kun ki kunji kahein, unki nafiz hukumat pe lakho salam. To hame koshish karni chahiye ke zikr askar karein, durood sharif padhein, apni zindagi ke andar tabdili laein. Mere sunnat giving every week a small booklet. Book nahi, booklet dete hain ke padhne ki aadat bane. Aadat kharab ho gayi hai na. Acha, ye jo padhne ki baat kar rahe hain, religious education ki, itni moti moti duniyavi kitab padh rahe honge, magazine padh rahe honge, book hai, lekin itni si kitab hai laws aur salasha, zindagi mein wo nahi padhi hogi. Itni ye kufriya kalimat ke bare mein sawal jawab. For about this much, backbiting, the cancer of society, jo iman barbaad karta hai, jo jahannam mein lekar jata hai, padhi hai. तकबर की इतनी सी, रियाकारी की इतनी, किसी हसद की इतनी इतनी सी बुकें हमने जिंदगी में नहीं पढ़ी है. बड़े बड़े मैगजीन, बड़े बड़े हमने न्यूज़पेपर पढ़ लिए, बुकें पढ़ ली होंगी, लेकिन नहीं पढ़ा तो इस्लामी हवाले से हमने बुकें नहीं पढ़ी है. प्लीज रियलाइज करें हमारी जिंदगी में मुताला कितना है. ये बहुत जरूरी है. हमारे माइंड को ना दीमक लगता जा रहा है. तो कोशिश किया करें कि प्लीज कुछ ना कुछ रोज आना सोने, कहते ना 365 days है. आप अगर इस हवाले से ले लें, वन डे एवरी डे एक चीज सीख रहे हैं, 365 रेजोल्यूशन आ सकते हैं, 365 मसाइल सीख सकते हैं. आप गौर तो करें, हमारे पास वक्त है. रोजाना डेली बेसिस पे कोई टाइम बांध लें, 12 मिनट, 15 मिनट, 1 आवर, 30 मिनट्स, कि मैं ये मुताले के लिए फिक्स करना है. अपनी प्रायोरिटीज में तो रखे ना. आपकी प्रायोरिटीज के अंदर ही कुछ और होगा तो कहां से होगा. बारा अल्लाह हमारे हाल पर रहम फरमाए.
सही साहब, आई जस्ट वांट टू मेंशन अ वे टू गेन ऑल व्हाट वी टॉकिंग अबाउट बेसिकली. And a combination of this, everything, our Sheikh Tariqat Ameel Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah has put it in one little booklet, which is called Pious Deeds.
Subhanallah.
Nek Amal. Alhamdulillah, it's a questionnaire of 72 points, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, which talked about our Amal, those things which are compulsory, those things which are wajib, those things which are rewardable, sunnats, and also those things which we should be avoiding, those actions we should be refraining from. And alhamdulillah, like this, actions related to parents and respecting the parents, actions related to basically all our activities. You can say our entire way of life has been pointed into this 72 points, alhamdulillah. Pious Deeds. And for the views of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, you can download this application, Pious Deeds, Nek Amal. Alhamdulillah, it's an application. And just go through the questions. Reflect over it. It's in Urdu language, it's in the English language and many other languages as well. Just go through the questions and reflect over each and every point. Make this a new easy revolution for yourself, a way of reflecting over points, alhamdulillah. Whatever suits you, that this is a thing which I need to bring a change, just reflect over that one point even. And inshallah, you'll make yourself a lot better, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Shahid bhai kafi der se khamosh, inshallah, inke madni phoolon ke baad kuch segments ki taraf aat.
If you look at Amiria Sunnat, the beautiful Madani is given, that your company makes you and breaks you. Having a good company and bad company, we need to ponder upon what kind of company we are associating with. If we are amongst a company who are indulging to sins, then that is the route which we will take. Whereas if we are with a company who are spending the time in the masjid, who are pondering over the hereafter, then we will also begin to become like that. Another aspect is if we continuously supplicate in the court of Allah Almighty that, Ya Allah, save us from the sins, save our friends, our families from the sins, those of our relatives who have passed away, give them ease in their grave. Because making supplication in the court of Allah Almighty, it states that dua is a weapon of a believer. So we need to constantly do dua that we be saved from sins.
Subhanallah. Chalein ji, kuch calls thi, phir kalam bhi inshallah lete hain program ke andar. Call chala dijiye.
Zawar Ahmed Attari from Tandu Adam Sindh, Pakistan se arz-gudar. Hazrat Bapu Sharif, mashallah, aap Tandu Adam Faidani Madina mein tashreef leke aaye the aur haftawar Sunnat ul Bara Ijtima mein aapne Sunnat ul Bara bayan bhi farmaya tha aur mashallah wo Sunnat ul Bara Ijtima bada hi shandar hua tha. Aapke Madini Pur ki to kya hi baat hai, mashallah. Marhaba. Allah kare aapke is program se khoob khoob neki ki daawat aam ho.
Amin. Bahut shukriya huzur. Tandu Adam ji, haan, ek dafa gaye the. दुआ करें हालात बेहतर हों तो दोबारा हाजिरी की सआदत मिले. आप नेकी के दावत जहां भी हों देते रहें, चाहे मदनी चैनल की सूरत हो या इज्तिमा हो, मदनी काफले हो, कहीं भी हो, घर में भी नेकी की दावत जरूर देते रहें इंशाल्लाह. नेक्स्ट कॉल प्लीज.
मोहम्मद अवास कियानी फ्रॉम यूके. अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह तआला, by the fadl Allah ta'ala, we have been benefiting from your shows, mashallah ta'ala. Each episode you bring a new topic. May Allah grant you success, istiqamat, and prosperity. And my question to you is that, how can we bring change in our lives, in our daily lives, from the knowledge which you portray to us, and in general, the knowledge from the Quran and Sunnah? How can we apply this in our lives and make a change? And also, I want to make a request, if the Honorable North Huans, if they can recite this not for me, Sabse Aula or Aula Hamara Nabi.
Bahut shukriya West Kiani bhai, inshallah we'll give you answer of your question inshallah after kalam inshallah azza wa jalla. Iftikhar bhai, iske upar kuch madni phool denge. Next call please.
My name is Muhammad Abbas. I am calling from Delhi. My money kept to not haunt to read this not taba badi dur hai jazakallahu khaira.
Chale ji, taba badi dur hai, Allah ka asaniya farmaye sab. Mara inshallah bhi sign language kuch kalam ho jaye pehle inshallah kalam ki baat.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wah kya joodo karam hai shajbat ha tera. Wah kya joodo karam hai shajbat ha.
Sab se aala حاضر دربار ہو تیبا
ಅರಳಿದು ಅಲಿಫ್ ಅಲ್ಲಾ ಚುಂಬೆ
ಜಾ
شروع کرتے ہیں انشاءاللہ، عدیل بھائی سے لے لیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ. عدیل بھائی ریڈی ہیں؟ عدیل بھائی اور شاہد بھائی کا مقابلہ ہوگا، آپ نے اشارہ کرنا ہے انشاءاللہ. بڑا اسمائلی فیس ہو گیا عدیل بھائی کا ماشاءاللہ. میری طرح اشارہ کر
نگران بک قرآن سنت قرآن پاک.
کیا بات ہے عدیل بھائی، کہاں سے کہاں پہنچا.
سیون ریسارٹنگ سورہ ملک نائٹ.
کیا بات ہے جی شاہد بھائی، آج تو
سبحان اللہ
ٹیم کمبینیشن ہے جی، ماشاء اللہ. کیا بات ہے عدیل بھائی، کہاں سے کہاں پہنچایا آپ نے، ماشاء
اللہ
گڈ. چلیں جی ان شاء اللہ، ابھی ان شاء اللہ افتخار بھائی. ٹھیک ہے جی، افتخار بھائی کو لے لیں.
افتخار بھائی
چلیں جی، افتخار بھائی ہیپی ہو گئے ماشاء اللہ. کوئی بات نہیں، ٹرائی کریں. ایزی ریزولیوشن
سکس از اٹ ٹو ڈو ود کاؤنٹنگ نمبرز انکریزنگ writing six books or six writing six ways. Okay, forget six. Okay, think imama six colors.
The six sahi six pe ja rahe hain.
Color imama sunnat speak about okay six senses.
کیا بات ہے جی، کیا بات، کیا یہ ڈسکوالیفائی کر رہے ہیں اشارہ کہ یہ کیا ہے؟
سوری اسپیچ
آپ نے خود نے اشارہ کیا تھا ان کو تو
کانٹ ہیئر ڈلیورنگ اسپیچ ڈلیورنگ درس نیکی کی دعوت اجتماع مدنی مذاکرہ
کا دل نہیں جا رہا اٹھ کے بتا دیں کیا بات ہے، پہنچائی دیا نا آخر آپ نے. دیکھیں ٹائم ختم، 19 سیکنڈز باقی تھے، 2 منٹس میں پہنچا دیا مدنی مذاکرہ.
What was the sixth about?
Six days inside.
اللہ کیا افتخار بھائی، بھی کہاں سے کہاں پہ لاڑے، چھٹے دن ہوئے. چلیں جی شاہد بھائی انشاءاللہ. ٹھیک ہے عدیل بھائی، شاہد بھائی اشارہ کریں.
اب تو انان بھائی دیکھ رہے پتہ نہیں کیا دیکھنے سے بدل تھوڑی جائے گا جی
جی دعا قرآن قرآن تفسیر ترجمہ لکھنا ہے قرآن بک اچھا حدیث اچھا ہے بک ٹھیک ہے قرآن نہیں ہے حدیث بھی نہیں ہے بیک بائٹنگ کے والے سے بک ہے امیر السنت کی بک ہے کوئی امیر السنت بک اچھا اس کا نام بتانا ہے فضان سنت فضان سنت
کیا بات ہے جی کیسے واہ کمال ہو گیا دل بھائی بس آج تو لگتا ہے سب تیاری کر کے آئے ماشاء اللہ
گڈ ٹریننگ
عبد الحنان بھائی کی باری ہے چلیں جی ان شاء اللہ عبد الحنان بھائی
دعا دعا فور واکنگ گوئنگ ٹو صلاح دعا فور پریئر دعا فور ٹریولنگ ٹریولرز دعا صلاح اذان صلاح گوئنگ ٹو مسجد going to the masjid dua for entering the masjid
subhan kya mashallah kya baat salu ala habib sallallahu taala ala muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam aaj to time lagta hai ke fly ho raha hai bahar laiye ek package le lete hain inshaallah
sarkar sallallahu taala alaihi wasallam umme hani ke yahan tashreef le gaye aur ishaat farmaya ke khane ka kuch hai arz ki ke roti ke chand tukde hain اس لیے آپ کو وہ سوکھے ٹکڑے تھے آپ کو پیش کرتے ہوئے مجھے حیا آ رہی تھی تو سرکار صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا ٹھیک ہے وہی لے لیں وہ ٹکڑے لے آئیں اب انہیں پانی میں بھگویا اوپر نمک چھڑک کر پیارے آقا صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کی خدمت میں پیش کر دیا سوکھے ٹکڑے پانی میں بھگویا اور نمک چھڑک کر آقا صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کی جناب میں حاضر کر دیا کھانا میرے آقا صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم وہ کھانا کھانے لگے پھر کچھ ارشاد فرمایا کوئی سالن ہے تو عرض کی کہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم تھوڑا سا سرکہ ہے فرمایا لائیں سرکہ لیں وہ لائیں تو آپ نے اسے بھی کھانے میں شامل کر لیا پھر کھانا تناول کر کے کچھ یوں ارشاد فرمایا الحمدللہ سرکہ اچھا سالن ہے سرکہ اچھا سالن ہے اب آپ غور کیجئے کہ سرکار مدینہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے اپنے اس پورے معاملے کو کتنا ایزی کتنا آسان کر دیا کتنا آسان کر دیا ہم جیسا آدمی چیخو پکار کرتا ہے گھر میں خواتین چیخو پکار کرتی ہیں بچے چیخو پکار کرتے ہیں کھانے کو نہیں ہے کچھ کھانے کو نہیں ارے خدا کے بندے کچن بھرا ہوا ہے لے لو ہمارے گھر میں سلائس موجود ہے ہمارے گھر میں مکھن موجود ہوتا ہے ہمارے گھر میں دودھ موجود ہوتا ہے ہمارے گھر میں 10 قسم کی چیزیں موجود ہوتی ہیں ہمارے گھر میں انڈے موجود ہوتے ہیں تقریباً کے گھروں میں انڈے موجود ہوتے ہیں ہمیں اگر بھوک لگی ہے تو ہم کہہ سکتے ہیں کہ ہمارے گھر میں چھوٹی سی ڈبل روٹی ہوتی ہے سلائس ہوتی ہے انڈا ہوتا ہے انڈا بنایا میں مثال دے رہا ہوں اور ڈبل روٹی سے کھا لیا ہمارے گھر میں مکھن موجود ہوتا ہے ہمارے گھر میں دودھ موجود ہوتا ہے ہمارے گھر میں آٹا موجود ہوتا ہے اس طرح اگر ہم گنتی کریں تو ہمارے گھر میں کھانے کی 10 چیزیں موجود ہوتی ہیں ایک نارمل گھر میں موجود ہوتی ہیں اور اسے تھوڑا اوپر چلے جائیں تو کچھ پھل فروٹ اور باہر کی بھی 10 چیزیں ہمارے گھروں میں عموماً موجود ہوتی ہیں اور اس کو مزید لذیذ بنانے کے لیے اور بھی 10 چیزیں گھر میں موجود ہوتی ہیں ہمارے کچن میں ایسا نہیں کہ ہمارے کچن میں کچھ ہوتا نہیں ہے چائے بنانے کے لیے چائے کی پتی دودھ اور چینی گھر میں ہمارے موجود ہوتی ہے گھروں میں کافی موجود ہوتی ہے گھروں میں کیا نہیں ہوتا ہمارے لیکن بس کچھ ہے ہی نہیں گھر کے اندر کچھ ہے ہی نہیں گھر کے اندر پھر تب تماشا اچھا اگر ٹھنڈا ہے تو تماشا یار کیا ٹھنڈا دے دیا لڑائی جھگڑا آسان ہی پیدا کیجئے اپنے اندر اپنی جان کو مت گھلائیے نارمل ہو جائیے آقا کی بس شان ہے کہ آقا کے گھر میں نہیں ہوتا تھا کئی کئی دنوں تو چولہا نہیں جلتا تھا سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کھانا تو دیکھو جو کی روٹی، بیچنا آٹا تو روٹی بھی موٹی، اس پر شکم بھر روز نہ کھانا، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ میٹھے میٹھے اسلام بھائیو، اپنی زندگی میں ایزینس پیدا کیجئے، آسانی پیدا کیجئے، اپنی جان کو ایک ایسے کام میں ہم گھلاتے ہیں کہ جن کا کوئی حاصل نہیں ہوتا سوائے گھر میں مغز ماری ہوتی ہے۔ تو سرکار صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کھانا ہے، عرض کی کہ گھر میں کھانا نہیں، آپ نے فرمایا روزے سے ہوں۔ کیا فرما دیا؟ تو میں روزے سے ہوں۔ آپ نے روزے کی نیت کر لی، اس کے جو بھی اپنے احکام ہیں۔ تو میرے میٹھے اور پیٹھے پیارے پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں، ہم اپنے گھروں کو امن کا گہوارا بنا سکتے ہیں، ہم اپنی زندگیوں میں آسانیاں پیدا کر سکتے ہیں، در گزر کی عادت پیدا کریں۔ اس میں جو مین فیکٹر ہے نا، وہ در گزر کی عادت ہے، برداشت کی عادت ہے۔ ہمارے اندر برداشت نہیں، ہم بات بات پر بالکل وہ پھٹ پڑتے ہیں، خود اپنے اندر ہم بڑا مطلب کہ وہ دھماکے بنے ہوئے ہیں، تھوڑی دیر کے بعد ٹھا کر کے دھماکہ ہوتا ہے اور گھر کے اندر بد امنی پھیل جاتی ہے۔
نگرانی شورا کے بڑے پیارے مدنی پھول چل رہے تھے، بہت کچھ سیکھنے آتے ہیں۔ ایزی ریزولیوشن میں یہ بھی اپنے ماں باپ کے لیے دعا کروایا کریں، آپ کو سچ صحیح کہہ رہا ہوں، ان کے لیے دعا کریں، آپ کی پریشانی آسان ہوگی۔ ان سے دعائیں لیں، ان کی خدمت کریں، ان کے کو جو کام ہے نا اپنے ہاتھوں سے کرنے کی کوشش کریں، اپنے والدین کی، یقین کریں بہت برکتیں ملیں گی۔ ایک یہ بھی ہم اپنے اندر تبدیلی لا سکتے ہیں، کوشش کریں گے۔ ہمارا ایک سیگمنٹ ہوتا ہے مورل آف دا اسٹوری، آئیے وہ سنتے ہیں۔
It stated that Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, once somebody gifted some birds to the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave one of the birds to his maid for cooking and consuming. The next day she brought the bird with her. Seeing this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, did I not order you not to save anything for tomorrow? Undoubtedly Allah azza wa jal grants sustenance every day. May Allah azza wa jal have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake.
Subhanallah. کیا اس میں کیا افتخار بھائی کیا میسج دینا چاہتے ہیں؟
شاہ صاحب، the lesson that very short and brief parable story, but there's many lessons to take from here, is that we should be inshallah azza wa jal not worrying about, you know, storing and saving and saving. The waqi of Surah Baqarah comes to mind, is that a pious father, he left for his son one cow and he became the wealthiest of the area. We worrying too much about what we're leaving behind, what we have in the house, let's save, let's wait for the future, let's do this. And what's happening is that we are taking our eye off the focus, and the focus is that we are created for worship, not hoarding, not piling up wealth and saving it. That's not our aim. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the sustenance we understand from this is that we shouldn't worry too much. We shouldn't worry, and a lot of people, they do worry and they spend their day worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen next week. And remember, this is not in our control. If it's not in our control, don't worry about it. What's in our control, let's control that.
Subhanallah. Abdul Hanan bhai, kya farmata?
The main thing is, says from this is tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the Lord Allah azza wa jal, who can provide sustenance today, He will provide tomorrow. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam basically telling her not to, why did you save it for the next day, is teaching us that the tawakkul upon Allah, that Allah who gives today, He will give tomorrow, inshallah. And like Iftihar bhai mentioned about, you know, we should not be worrying about this, because, and it's a reality, say, so it's one thing we should not be worried about, because the rizq, the sustenance which is written for us, no one can stop it from us, it will come to us. So instead of worrying about that, we should be focusing towards the hereafter.
See, بہت پیاری بات کی، قناعت جو ہے وہ بہت ضروری ہے، جو اللہ نے دیا ہے اس پر راضی رہیں۔ You may not be able to control every situation and its outcome. ضروری نہیں ہے کہ آپ ساری چیزیں، لیکن but you can control your attitude and how you deal with it. یہ تو آپ کے ہاتھ میں ہے نا، اس کو کس طریقے سے ڈیل کرنا ہے، صبر کرنا ہے، نرمی کرنی ہے، یہ تو آپ کے اختیار میں ہے نا۔ جو ہو گیا، ایکسیڈنٹ ہو گیا، ٹھیک ہے، آپ نے کوشش کی، ہو گیا، اب اس کے بعد کیا ریئیکشن ہے؟ باہر نکل کے جھگڑا کرنا ہے یا صبر کرنا ہے؟ یہ تو آپ کے اختیار میں تھا نا۔ تو جو چیزیں آپ کے اختیار میں نا، اس کو ضرور اختیار کریں، انشاءاللہ آسانی ہوگی وہ۔ جی شاہد بھائی، کیا آپ میسج دیتے ہیں اسٹوری سے؟
جیسا اسٹوری سمپل دیٹ وی آر چیسنگ دا ویلتھ، وی تھنک دیٹ وی نیڈ ٹو ہیو سو مچ آن ٹو سپورٹ اور فیملیز، بٹ سسٹنس از ریٹن، ویدر وی ورک فار 2 آورز، ویدر وی ورک فار 12 آورز، واٹس ریٹن فار اس وی گوئنگ ٹو گیٹ ان اینی اسپیکٹ. Therefore, rather than chasing the wealth of this world, we should utilize that time seeking the pleasure of Allah Almighty.
Last kya message dena chahte hain?
The last message that I'll leave is that, you know, the time management, managing our time, making sure that we utilize our, like we just seen these 2 hours, they've flown by, the time's gone. So managing our time, making sure that we don't waste our time. There's a huge blessing that the time that's gone, you can't buy it back. And one of the things that we have to take out is the use of the mobile.
Allah. Abdul Hanan, may quickly kya message denge?
I just want to mention, like, alhamdulillah, the Islamic brothers have easy resolution. The Islamic sisters have many as well. I don't want to mention much because of the time. And also, they can focus upon this also, inshallah, azawajal, that many things they can set themselves to do, inshallah, azawajal.
Shahid bhai, aapka message?
My message is if anybody is involved in any bad habits, whether it's smoking, drinking, or doing anything at all, pray in the court of Allah Almighty so that you are saved from these and remain steadfast on this.
Aur main aakhir mein ye arz karunga, jhagdon se bache, easy resolution, apne kaam se kaam rakhe, bila wajah dusron ke kaamon mein taang na aaye, kaun kya kar raha hai, kya nahi kar raha hai, apne aap ko dekhe, inshallah bahut kuch behtar hoga. Apna khayal rakhiyega. Keep watching Madani Channel.
The path of the knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of the knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of the knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of the knowledge is the way to Jannah.